Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Lamar Jackson met with the media ahead of the Week 7 meeting with the Lions.
East Coast time yet?
I believe I have, yeah.
Was it tough at all or no?
Probably the first 2 days is pretty tough. You know, you waking up early, trying to go back to sleep, but it's back. I'll say it's back now.
Lamar, a lot of discussion these last 2 weeks about not finding the end zone when you get deep in the red zone. When you watch those plays over again, what's breaking down? What's happening?
Watching film, I say we have a little miscommunication here and there that I believe we're going to fix. And hopefully this week we start showing we can put points on the board in the red zone.
Lamar, just looking at the film, I see you just really orchestrating a lot, you know, really communicating with your teammates, and whether it's audibling or whatever it is, the protection of whatever it is. How much more comfortable do you feel in this offense doing all of that as compared to when the season started?
I'm very comfortable because early on, you know, I end up coming at the end of OTAs and stuff like that. So the team was ahead of me a little bit, so I had to watch extra film, talk to Monk sometimes, you know, after practice and go over things. But I feel like I'm pretty good right now.
Lamar, I mean, you guys have been moving the ball on almost every drive in the first half, and then you come out at halftime and things have been a little slower. Why do you think that's been?
Teams do a great job of adjusting, I'll say, you know, changing up their defenses on our second half, and then I'll say it takes us a little bit, you know, a little bit of time to catch up to them. So I believe we should just, you know, work faster, try to catch on to them, make adjustments at halftime, and I feel like we'll be good. We'll be, you know, driving the ball how we was first half.
Lamar, it looks like you and Rashad Bateman haven't been on the same page necessarily so far this year. Do you feel that way? And how important is it to you guys to try to get him involved?
Well, I believe we're good. You know, we always have chemistry in practice and stuff like that. We just have to transition over to the game and show, you know, show what we're doing in practice and stuff like that. And, you know, it's a lot of guys out there who getting open and stuff like that. So just trying to spread the ball around. But we're going to be good as the season goes on.
Lamar, was that interception on Sunday, was that a miscommunication? Was that a wrong route? Like, what happened?
You know, he was getting pulled, you know, breaking out of his route. And when I threw the ball, you know, he didn't have, you know, his eyes was, you know, just coming up and the ball was high. So, you know, just miscommunication now, but we'll be good.
Hey, Lamar, Geno Stone's going to be up here talking later. He played a lot of positions in high school, including quarterback. Has he ever told you about how good he was at quarterback? And what do you think of his moves on the field after interception?
No, he didn't tell me about his quarterback history. But his moves, it was pretty good, but I told him he didn't have no vision. He should have kept running towards our sideline. I believe Jadeveon Clowney was there for a lead block, and I want to say Van Roy, but he didn't follow the block, end up getting tackled. He needed to work on that, but I'm glad he caught the pick.
Lamar, what's the feeling going against a really good Lions team? They're 6-1. You know, this is a game between two really good teams. What's kind of the emotions?
They 6-1?
Or 5-1, sorry. Going into a game.
Oh, trying to give them a win? Dang.
Just going into a big-time game like that, like, does that get the juices flowing kind of?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, 2 years ago when we played them, they was pretty good as well on defense. They held us to, I believe, 17 points. That was a good team there. You know, they got a couple new guys and stuff like that. But, you know, we got to go into M&T Bank Stadium ready. You know, it's going to be a great game, I believe. You know, great defense, great offense they have over there as well. We just got to be prepared, be ready.
Lamar, how good does it feel to have that three-game road trip, of course, the last one overseas, behind you? Now you can get home for four of the next five. Just kind of breathe a little bit easier, life's a little bit easier?
Yeah, absolutely. We love playing in front of our fan base, not everyone else's fan base. You know, I believe they be having fun home field advantage. But as I said, when I was in London, I believe we had it in London. You know, I heard a lot of – every time we did something, it was a lot of fans going crazy whenever we did something. But it's great to be back home.
Lamar, you're 6 weeks in now, or six games into the season. What's your overall assessment of the offense, just in terms of where you think it is and where you maybe expect it or want it to be?
I believe we've been inconsistent, up and downs. We've been showing glimpses of what we could be, and we've been showing where it's like what we've been doing, you know, like where the offense went. We just got to be more consistent when we're doing good and, you know, driving the ball down the field and scoring points, and we'll go from there.
Lamar,
Mark, do you have a favorite Terrell Suggs story?
Favorite Terrell Suggs story? I don't really. I really don't. Well, he used to mess around with me in practice all the time. You know, I was a rookie, you know, going up against those guys, and he'd just be saying crazy stuff all the time, but that was about it.
Lamar, what do you remember about the Tucker game-winning kick against the Lions?
I remember we had to get that first down. Sammy made a great catch. He could have went out of bounds, got more yards and got out of bounds for Tuck to make it easier for Tuck. But he did it. But he did a great thing by catching the ball, you know, getting us in field goal range. And I believe I knew Tuck was going to make it. Like, it was a no-brainer. And he kicked that kick, and it bounced off the upright, went in, and we were just going crazy after that. Like, a record kick. Was it a record kick? Yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy. It was unreal, though. It was like something on Matt.
Hey, Lamar, there's been a lot of conversation on the player side about playing surfaces, whether artificial or real. What has been your experience at M&T, that grass? Do you like it? Is there anything you don't like? And how does it compare to other grass fields you might play on?
Yeah, I love our grass field. Everyone loves grass field. You know, turf is pretty hard on your knees and stuff like that. You know, you're getting tackled. Feel like you're getting tackled on concrete. You know, I believe a lot of guys got hurt on turf. Than, you know, being on whether it's been on grass. So I believe grass is better, and ours is the best.